Good afternoon, everyone. This is Todd McGreevy. Welcome to the Common Sense Revisited Radio Hour. Today is October 10th, 2009. I'm your guest, Todd McGreevy, filling in for Clyde Cleveland. Welcome to the Common Sense Revisited Radio Hour. Thank you for tuning in. Today is Double 10 Day, October 10th, an interesting day in the history of America, hopefully. Today happens to be the National Election Day for the Continental Congress 2009, which we're going to talk about this hour. Hopefully we're going to have some call-ins from the field of some people at the election center, some of the election center coordinators throughout the United States. Just to give you a quick overview at the outset of this show, Clyde asked me to fill in for him this week. He's got a lot on his plate. I'm a big fan of Common Sense Revisited. I first met Clyde Cleveland, or first got to know who Clyde was, back in 2002. I published a newspaper called the River Cities Reader newspaper, have for 16 years here in the Quad Cities, right on the Mississippi River in the Iowa-Illinois Quad Cities. Clyde, of course, being an Iowan, in 2002 he ran for governor as a Libertarian, and we did a story about Clyde back in 2002. That's when I first got to know Clyde, and since then I've become good friends with him and have been a huge supporter of his Common Sense Revisited initiative, which I thought was a master stroke in terms of publicity and awareness for what ails America. I even helped contribute to it a little bit and help with some editing on it. So I'm really proud of what Clyde has put together and his team, Elia, and everybody at Common Sense Revisited. Their website, commonsenserevisited.com, has gone through a facelift. They've got some new stuff up there as far as a look and feel. And they also have a audio package now available online for the Common Sense Revisited booklet, both as a CD package and an MP3 with voiceovers from Clyde Cleveland and Samara Burns. So I encourage everybody to take a look at that. And sign up at Common Sense Revisited for updates, periodic updates, if you'd like. My name is Todd McGreevy, filling in for Clyde Cleveland today on the RBN. We're going to get a hold of Karen Rennick here in a little bit. She's the national coordinator for one of the co-national coordinators for the Continental Congress election team out there. But I want to give everybody an overview of what Continental Congress is. You can go to GiveMeLiberty.org to get up to speed on Continental Congress. There's also links there to the CC2009.us website. A couple sites out there promoting this with information about what Continental Congress, and it's a brainchild of the We the People Foundation, headed up by Bob Schultz, who for the last 10-15 years has tirelessly been petitioning our federal government under the what's called the capstone right in the First Amendment, the right for a petition of redress of grievances. And the work of the We the People Foundation is exhaustive. I've read many of their briefs and their petitions, and it's some of the most brilliant content I've seen out there. And so Bob and his team have been working hard for the last 10-14 years, actually, on these petitions, and only been met with repeated injury, much like our founding fathers were back in 1774 after their 11 years of petitioning the crown. And so Bob last year had kind of a epiphany, if you will. You know, what is the next step for a free people? What is the next appropriate step when the government refuses to comply with the very rule book that they swore an oath to uphold? What is a free people to do? And peacefully. And the founders in the late 1700s decided to convene a meeting to get together and have a dialogue and figure out what the next step should be. Nothing like face-to-face social networking, even back in that day. And out of that came the Declaration of Independence. And as Bob will explain to you, they did not convene to break from the crown. They wanted to be British subjects. They had a loyalty to the crown, and they wanted to reconcile. And they even put out the olive branch petition to
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
And we're back. Thanks for sticking with us here at Common Sense Revisited Radio on the RBN network. And my name is Todd McGreevy. I'm filling in for Clyde Cleveland today. And today is October 10th, Double 10 Day. And I was talking about the Continental Congress and the vision of the We the People Foundation and Bob Schultz, who have started this process last December, touring the country, visiting over 80 cities in 50 states, going back and forth across the country twice, as a matter of fact, to spread the word about the concept of a Continental Congress, a modern-day Continental Congress, the next step for free people, since the government has refused at every turn to play by the rule book that they swore an oath to uphold on every step. And you know, Bob's foundation is his efforts to hold the government accountable via the petitions for redress of grievances. And it is what is referred to as the capstone right, and it's in its last 10 words of the First Amendment. And it has yet to be adjudicated, yet to be ruled upon in any of the courts in the over 200 years of this republic. It is the ultimate hanging chad, if you will, that has yet to be discussed. How any right that is not enforceable is not a right. And if the government refuses to address the violations of the money clause, the privacy clause, the war powers clause that they have continually, repeatedly violated, then what is the next step for a free people? And that's how what inspired Bob to start the Continental Congress. And it does dovetail very nicely with this Common Sense Revisited booklet that Clyde has published. You know, the foundation of Common Sense Revisited is indigenous power versus surrogate power. And this is the ultimate exercise of our indigenous power, we the people, rising up and convening our own meeting, electing our own delegates from each state. So mechanically, what is happening today on October 10th is it's the deadline to mail in your ballot in your, from your state or do go to a walk-in center. And there's roughly 100 walk-in centers in 19 states throughout America today where they're hosting elections. And we're going to have some election center folks on the line here in just a little bit. And the, each state is will have three delegates who will represent them for 2 weeks in November. November 8th through the 22nd is the actual event of the Continental Congress. It's being held in St. Charles, Illinois, which is a northwest suburb of Chicago. There is a resort up there called Pheasant Run, which has a really beautiful conference center with a 350-seat auditorium and meeting rooms for deliberation and so forth. That is where the elected delegates from each state will convene for 2 weeks to both bear testimony to the violations of the Constitution and for the world. This will be broadcast worldwide on the Internet. We're hopeful that C-SPAN will pay attention and actually air some of this. So bring everybody up to speed, if you will, on the violations and factually, with facts, explain to the world how truly out of line and how our government has failed us. And then deliberate with the delegates on what are the next appropriate steps. This is not an effort. I want to make sure everybody's clear. This is not an effort to repeat the petition process. That process has been exhausted. I think there's some misnomers out there that this is yet just another, you know, get together talk fest, if you will. And it's not. It's more than that. It's there's people are coming to the table with strategies to bring this government back into the constraints that we all agreed upon. We'll get into more of those details. Let's bring it over to, I think we have Lindy on the line from Texas. Lindy.
Hi.
Greetings. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm here in Farmers Branch in Texas, and we've had some people come up and vote. It's pretty exciting.
Excellent. It's a unique process that has emerged out of this Continental Congress effort with the actual visible ballot process. Do you want to share with our listeners a little bit about how that works?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. No electronic voting, you know, no frauds, no scamming the election process. It's all actually physically counted. Very
leading
cool.
By example is what I say.
Right. No acorn scams here.
let everybody know, the walk-in centers are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time in all the locations. And if you go to cc2009.us, you'll see a link to vote here. And when you click on that link, you'll see all the states listed, and you can scroll to your state and see if there is a walk-in center in your state.
We actually have three in this area alone, seven in Texas.
Yeah, Texas is pretty much the headquarters, if you will, of the election process, thanks to Karen Rennick and Vicky Karp of the Vote Rescue and Coalition for Visible Ballots organizations. They're the ones who have developed this process that's all articulated on the website, the transparent, visible ballot counting process. And Lindy, what you guys open at 10 a.m. What kind of facility are you in?
We're at a church. And we're outside, and it's really cold.
Uh-oh.
we're at a church, and there's signs that are posted on the road.
Mm-hmm. You're at the Ridgeview Presbyterian Church on Marsh Lane?
Yes.
Gotcha. Excellent. So the voting centers are open until 4 o'clock in the local time zones, everywhere from, you know, Pennsylvania to California to Texas, Florida. Wisconsin has voting centers. Washington State has a voting center. Vermont has a voting center, a walk-in voting center. Tennessee has several. Pennsylvania has many of them. And hopefully some of those folks are going to call in this afternoon and report to us. Lindy, are you hearing any feedback from people off the street? I mean, when they come in, what prompted them to get involved, or how do they hear about Continental Congress?
You know, we've asked a few people, and a lot of it is just word of mouth. You know, people, mm-hmm. you know, trying to be involved in grassroots movements to, you know, restore our Constitution and, you know, get our liberties, our freedoms and rights back. And they're just made aware by other people. And so it's, you know, it seems like word of mouth, it's spreading.
Well, that's the number one form of advertising, that's for sure.
Right. I just think it's really cool what's going on and people actually getting together to form a group and, you know, united front to stand up.
Well, you know, Dr. Paul, Ron Paul, gave an interview to Time magazine a few weeks ago that was out on the internet. And, you know, per usual, he's very succinct and just, you know, right to the point. And they brought up he brought up the term conspiracy of good ideas. And I love that term, conspiracy of good ideas. Yes, this is a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy of good ideas. And when these delegates convene for the 2 weeks in St. Charles, Illinois, all the good ideas of how to restrain our government, to restore the republic and ensure that they are the servant and that we are the master will be on the table. And I'm hopeful that there'll be some collaboration and some innovation out of that meeting. I'm looking at your list of candidates in Texas. As for delegates, you have a robust slate. You have Ron Avery, Michael Badnarik, Michael Barr, Mark Boyette, John Bush, Robert DeBow, Cecil Insay, Demis Glenn Jackson, or Bemis, Charles Lingerfelt, Brad McCallie, Mike Mills, Kenneth Parsons, John Rowland, and Matt Sistrunk. You have some heavy hitters on there, Lindy.
Yeah, and I wasn't actually familiar with some of them, but you know, you can go on to Give Me Liberty and, you know, find out a little bit about these guys. And, you know, there's some, you know, pretty patriotic people on this list.
Absolutely. And thanks for pointing that out. When you go to givemeliberty.org or cc2009.us, either website, you'll see a map of the United States. When you click on it, it's interactive. You can go to your own state, click on that, and you'll see the nominees for delegates at the very top of the page, their photos, and a quick little bio. And you can drill down on each one to see more details about their education, their profession, and their own statement about their statement of purpose and their vision for what they hope to bring to the table. So I encourage everybody to do that. And you do have some luminaries on your list. I mean, Michael Badnarik, you know, ran for president as a libertarian years ago. He's a phenomenal constitutional scholar and educator. John Rowland, who I know Mr. Badnarik actually cites as his inspiration. John started Constitution. .org, the most comprehensive online resource and repository of everything from the Federalist Papers to the Articles of Confederation to you name it, it's on there, and all kinds of resources. So you have some really great people down in Texas. It looks like we have Karen Rennick on the line too. If we could bring her on, that'd be great.
Karen Rennick, the founder of Vote Rescue.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, is this Todd?
It is. Greetings. We have Lindy on the line, too, and she's in Farmers Branch.
Oh, hi, Lindy. How are you?
Hi.
I'm sorry, I just started listening because I wasn't at my radio, but are things going well in Farmers Branch?
We've had a few people come. It hasn't been, you know, mobs of people yet, but, you know,
yeah.
we're still hoping. At least we have had some traffic through here.
Good. That's great. And you got all set up this morning like you'd learned through the book and everything, the election handbook, and you have all your supplies set out, all that?
Oh, yeah. Everything's actually by the book.
That's great. Well, it's so exciting. I'm here now in Austin at the Austin Voting Center, and standing next to me is Lee Lateff, who is our Voting Center team leader, and she's done a marvelous job of setting up the center here. We even have a voting booth with curtains on it for privacy for people to vote, and also there's a table that has some privacy dividers so people can sit down if they want to and vote. And Lee's just done a marvelous job and set up everything. We have music going.
Karen, stay on the line. They're going to break for a second. I want to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supply are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Common Sense Revisited Radio Hour on the Republic Broadcast Network. My name is Todd McGreevy. I'm filling in for Clyde Cleveland this Saturday. It is October 10th, Double 10 Day. Thank you for listening in. And we have Karen Rennick on the line, and she's down in Austin, Texas at the...
Because there's some office people right around
there. Todd, I just asked Dorothy. She's one of our team members here, and I asked her how many people had voted, and we have 60 ballots in the box.
60. Excellent.
Oh,
excellent.
Right,
Right.
That is incredible.
I just got an email from Jonathan Cobb, who is the election
He's in Illinois.
Illinois, and he said that they have 150 so far. So
150 in Illinois.
It's the small victories that count. You know, this is the baby steps of restoring this thing. And Karen, can you share with the listeners, because I was intrigued by the exhaustiveness that you and Vicky went to make this a transparent, visible ballot process. I mean, each election center has, I believe it's 6 volunteers to make it properly implemented, correct?
That's correct. And the reason there are that many is that every step of the process really needs the attention of a person focusing on that to ensure that, there is integrity and that no ballots sort of walk off or extra ones come in and get dropped in the box, whatever. It's really vigilance. That's what it's about. And everyone has their role on the team. The various roles are we've got someone that is handing out the registration forms that people fill out,
and then they bring them back and they hand them into a person who is at the voter sign-in roster book, and the voter signs the roster. They are then marked with a red dot on their hand that says that, yes, they've completed the sign-in process and they're about ready to be handed a ballot. And then they get, actually, they're not handed a ballot. This is important to know. The voter gets to choose randomly the ballot that is placed out on the table. There are actually up to, say, 8 to 10 ballots kept on the table, spread out. And then the voter will vote. And so we've got people that are watching the ballot box, and we've got videographers. So it takes a full team. It really does.
Yeah, it's definitely a lead by example moment. I was fortunate enough to go to the Jekyll Island project in May, and that's where I first met you and Vicky. And Vicky's speech is online. And I mean, in a nutshell, you know, our votes are being counted in secret. Summation
of today?
Not for Continental Congress,
All of the other elections, except for those few jurisdictions that still use hand-counted paper ballots, we're talking about 99%, probably over 99% of the votes in this country are being counted secretly because machines are being used to count them, whether it's, you know, the screen type or you've got the scanners. And people who use the scanners, you know, they're filling out a paper ballot, they think, oh, everything's great, but the scanner is still counting the ballots secretly, so it's not a fix.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we're doing it today is the way to do it because everything is observable. And I wanted to mention just briefly, I just wanted to bring this up, is that in Germany, the highest court in Germany has ruled that it's unconstitutional to hold elections where the process is not observable and the people don't understand the process, that you don't need a special skill, like computer skill, to understand how your vote's being counted. So basically, secret electronic vote counting has now been banned in Germany. So it's a matter of getting people here to wake up.
That's a big deal.
Demand, you know, the same thing. But it is a lead by example today, Todd. You're absolutely right. And that's the beauty of what's happening with these. I think there are 88 voting centers all across the country. And just think all the people that come in and vote on a paper ballot who don't normally do that. They're getting to experience what it is, what this process is about, and how simple and how pure it is.
It's another one of the brush fires being started. It's another one of the good ideas and the conspiracy of good ideas. And, you know, mechanically, so everybody understands, too, that there are many states, including my own Iowa, where we don't have a in-person walk-up or, you know, in-person voting center. We have mail-in ballots, and many of those states are like that out there. And when you go to the website, you'll be able to access the ballot and the registration form. And the registration form does need to be notarized. That is one of the differentials, if you will, out there. And I sent mine in yesterday. Today is the deadline for mailing those in, and most of those are getting mailed to Austin.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, I don't mention that offhand because mail-in ballots, still have serious problems, but the reality in this election to get as many people as possible to participate, because we weren't able to establish as many voting centers as, you know, our dream initially was.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the mail-in ballots and made everyone have to get their registration form notarized so that their identity, you know, is proven, and then both of those are sent in. Just traditionally, mail-in ballots or absentee ballots, whatever you call them, they're just notorious for being the place in elections where a lot of funny things happen. They're usually counted in secret. They're usually counted after all the other totals are known and certain candidates need a certain number of votes to win, and magically the numbers pick up in their favor. So, but it's a way for people to vote today and be a part of this historic event.
Karen, do you have time to stay on to talk about the NCEL?
Yes, I will.
Do you mind? After the break, we'll talk about NCEL, National Clean Election Lawsuit.
Sure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
We're back at the second half of the Common Sense Revisited Radio Hour on Revolution Broadcasting Network. My name is Todd McGreevy. I'm filling in for Clyde Cleveland. Today is October 10th, 2009, and I have Karen Rennick on the line with us. Karen is one of the co-coordinators on the national level for the Continental Congress Election Day. Today
and is the... Todd, I want to mention the co-leader in that is Vicki Karp, and Vicki would be on this call with me, but she is... She is working. You know, we all have our own private, you know, other life, and occasionally that gets in the way of our work on the Continental Congress. And unfortunately, she had an appointment scheduled for exactly this time, but she's here in spirit, and she's this couldn't have happened without her. So
absolutely. No, it's you guys, the dynamic duo on that front. You've been spearheading this up. It's a team effort all the way around. Unfortunately, we all have to have day jobs to pay the tax man. So
I know. And I just want to mention, you know, Vicki and I just didn't pull this out of thin air for the Continental Congress. We've been sort of practicing for this for many years. We started, I'd say 5 years ago, with small parallel elections here in Austin where we were trying to educate people by having a table outside of polling centers so that people, it wasn't the official vote they were doing, but they were casting a real ballot that was going to really be counted, and it was really educational, but it turned the light bulb on for a lot of people, and especially our volunteers. We have a wonderful group a base of volunteers in Austin now who have helped us over the years. But we built on the on what we learned from those parallel elections to put together the handbook and all the forms and everything that people are using all across the country from those early efforts. So, you know, you just build on this. It's a long road, but you build on, you know, it's just individual steps. So just
example of what the promise of Continental Congress is, because there's many liberty-minded, freedom-oriented organizations who've been working hard for years that this is going to be a venue for their strategies to bear fruit, hopefully. You know, everything from fully informed jury association to citizens grand juries to committees of safety to, you know, you name it. All those ideas are going to be on the table and when this convenes in November. Share with us the group you founded. Is it Vote Rescue?
Yes, it's called Vote Rescue. It was started in sort of late 2004, early 2005, and it was just a vision that I had that I wanted to, it really started with me waking up, and that's where I think we all start. And my awakening was hearing someone say, asking the question, why are we having machines count our votes in secret? And it was like this moment of truth, and it was like, oh, my God, what are we doing here? And from then, I've just been working on this issue, trying to get people to understand about the machines counting everything secretly and how dangerous they are, but then offering a solution. And Vote Rescue is a vehicle where people actually get involved to demonstrate in real life. I mean, we hold elections for organizations here in Austin who want to have a real transparent election for officers or whatever. So we put into action what we see as a solution. And it's we do have a website if anybody wants to go on, and you can join our mailing list. We don't send out a lot, but there are some great other websites out there that we link to. So it's just a portal site in a way, but we also show news of events and actions that we've done here in Austin and in Texas.
That's voterescue.org.
That's correct.
Voterescue.org, yeah. And it's an excellent resource, phenomenal resource. One of the things I believe you've been involved with is the National Clean Election Lawsuit with the We the People Foundation.
Yes, that's really an incredible thing that Bob has taken on too. And he started out, Bob's just one of those amazing people that when you put something before him and you say, Bob, this isn't right, Bob does something about it. And mm-hmm. that happened to him in the Iowa straw poll for the mm-hmm. 2006 election.
It was actually August 2007.
Oh, was it August? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I'm at
you.
The website looking at the time
thank
frame
you.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's all a blur for me. So
oh, it's
thanks
hard to
for
keep
correcting
track,
me. And people brought it to his attention. He actually went there. He saw how using these machines was just totally ridiculous. And from that, he immediately filed 50 lawsuits against the secretaries of state or boards of elections in all 50 states. And, and found plaintiffs in all 50 states to join the lawsuit. And it's eventually whittled down to one remaining lawsuit in New York State. It was a matter of standing, and Bob does have standing in New York. And so it's an incredible case that is going to trial next year. And wouldn't you know it, that some of the real difficult preparation for that NCEL lawsuit, NCEL stands for National Clean Elections lawsuit, a lot of the preparation has hit Bob during the, you know, while he's also working on the Continental Congress.
Yeah.
So he's doing more than double duty. But this case is going to be just historic in itself, too, because what he's trying to prove is that the machine, you know, we have a constitutional right to have our vote being counted accurately and to know it's being counted. And with these machines, he's going to prove that they do not do that. And it's just going to be historic.
It's a phenomenal development that is kind of a sleeping giant, really. It's obviously not getting much press coverage because we know how, you know, controlled the media is. It did start back in Iowa in August of 2007. And it was because
were you
Ron Paul,
there, Todd?
I was not at the straw poll. I do know people who were there, and it was definitely a dust up. There was some, you know, some issues, and it's all because Dr. Paul was running, you know, and the revolution was had started, and Iowa was is the bellwether, if you will, for the kickoff of the presidential primaries, and Ron Paul was getting a lot of attention at the time, and the way Bob explained it to me was that all the Ron Paul supporters in 50 states, you know, got together, and he headed up the filings and the to actually, you know, make sure that the ballots are being counted in public for the primary. They didn't want to see the election stolen, as we all know they are. And especially when you have a candidate like Dr. Paul who grabs the third rail of that both parties won't want to touch. And so what has ensued is that he filed it in New York State, but he sued. What he shared with me was we found out that the Associated Press has a office in every voting precinct or every voting, I think it's precinct or county in America. Yeah. And that was kind of the little, you know, in, if you will, on to file this, because you had to have something to latch on to there.
The other part of that, too, I mean, thank you for reminding me about that. The other piece is that the Associated Press and the other news, the big news media corporations, they all so-called pool the results, and it all goes into Brooklyn, New York, to the central location. And
yes.
So that was how he was tying all the states together, and that's why he took it into court into New York State. You're absolutely right. So I thought it was a brilliant analysis.
And he lives in New York State, so that doesn't hurt.
And he's filed many things
in New York State. So
that's right. That's right.
And the fact that he was able to get an actual a jury trial is a big deal, because now we're going to get some merits of these violations heard in the court of law versus all the other petitions that have been filed, where the courts just said no standing, you know, and just dismissed it and never even allowed the arguments to see the light of day. So it is historical in nature, and it could be really ground shifting over and above everything else that's happening with Continental Congress. So
it'll be right up there, I think, with the German High Court decision in Germany. So Bob is sort of taking the mantle on that from what just happened in Germany, and you know, he's been put in touch with those people as well. So it's just it's thrilling for me and Vicky and some of our other colleagues in this election integrity movement who've been proponents of the hand counting all along to be able to, you know, lend our assistance to Bob. Bob's carrying the lion's share. I don't want to pretend that we're taking any load off his back, but we're trying to hook him up with the right people and, you know, people that will help him. But that will be coming up. So when Tunnel Congress, the dust settles from that, Bob still has something really big on his plate, and we all can pitch in and help with that.
Absolutely.
Tom, do you have a few minutes? I wanted to put Lila Teff on. Do you have other people calling in from
please.
Other voting centers?
Lila, that'd be great. I'd love to have her talk.
Yeah, put Lila on. She's done such a wonderful job here in Austin. And, I'd love to. Here's Lila Teff. Hello.
Lila.
No, it's Lee, last name Litev.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
I'm doing great. You're down in Austin, which is kind of the de facto national headquarters for the Continental Congress election.
Yes, we are. Yeah, our voting center started right at 10 o'clock. We had people already three in our line going, can I vote yet? Can I vote yet? It was great.
What kind of are you hearing a buzz about any of the candidates? I guess maybe you can't talk about that, but you have such a great slate.
No, that would be. I have cast my vote for my three favorite. I can say that.
Yeah.
We do have a really nice voting setup here. We have a stand-up booth complete with curtain, and then we have a sit-down table with four stations at it for people to sit down with dividers between them so that they can keep their ballot secret. Our voting center is set up exactly the way it's portrayed on the website. We have the handbook with us in case anybody wants to check the veracity of are we following the guidelines, which we certainly are.
Excellent.
We've got the registration point, your sign-in and pick up your ballot point, and, of course, the ballot box that is guarded at all times, including the ballots that are about to be selected. We started with 150 counts of ballots and registration forms. We're hoping to run out and have to go copy some more. So
excellent.
Send all your friends to vote.
And you are in what facility in Austin? It's the
we are at 3601 South Congress at the Ruta Maya Coffee Shop on South
excellent.
Congress.
The Ruta Maya Coffee Shop in Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir.
And there are how many? There's over a dozen candidates in Texas, it looks like.
I believe there are 15.
Yeah. It's a great, really strong slate
like that,
of really
14
there's young
candidates.
People. There's the old guard on there. There's the new guard. It's got some really, really good talent on there. I've looked at some of the profiles, and it's exciting to see the energy out there.
Oh, it is exciting. Matter of fact, John Rowland just arrived, one of the candidates.
Yeah, he's a smart cookie. He's got a lot of knowledge going on. He's been doing this for a long time, and I'm hopeful that we can restore this republic in their lifetime. We have another person on the line. If you can stay with us, Lee, that'd be great. We have Cindy calling in from Texas City, Texas.
Oh, great. Yes, we'll hold for you.
Yeah. Cindy, are you with us?
I sure am.
Hi there. Welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Tell us, where is Texas City approximately in the state, for those of us who don't know the lay of the land in Texas?
Okay, Texas City is about 30 to 35 miles due south of Houston.
Okay.
It is between Houston and Galveston Island.
Excellent.
It's on the I-45 corridor.
And you are at the Mall of the Mainland right now?
That's correct.
Excellent. You're on the lower expressway there in Texas City. And what kind of feedback have you seen today from people?
I got to tell you, it has been wonderful. And what's really astonished me is all the walk-in traffic we've had that have been intrigued by. I was able to access. We are set up in a storefront. And so about, I think, oh, I didn't do it. Okay, right after the last event last Sunday, I came down here and hung flyers in the glass front windows for Continental Congress 2009 announcing the voting center to be held here. And we've had an astonishing amount of walk-in voters. I'm thrilled.
That's excellent. You bring up a really good point. Thank you. On these conference calls that I've been on over the last few months, like Chris Rizzuti from California brought up the concept of, you know, why can't we just have a election center at a grocery store? And everyone's like, there's nothing precluding you from doing that. You're doing one in a mall, a church, wherever it is. This is the ultimate, you know, expression of indigenous power, you know, kind of tying back into this is the Common Sense Revisited Radio Hour. And the Common Sense Revisited, you know, theme is indigenous versus surrogate power. The people, the power is with the people. And you're exercising that in spades today. And just, you know, you're setting up at a mall. You could set up at a grocery store. You could set up in all kinds of places. And as long as you're following that rule book that Karen and Vicky have helped establish with their years of experience in invisible ballot processing, there's nobody can throw any stones at the efficacy or legitimacy of this. So.
Well, absolutely. And all of my volunteers actually read the handbook prior to showing up. I do have a copy here for, you know, if anyone asked. We are video, we have a little digital camcorder. We're videotaping. We've been videotaping since before we actually opened it for voting because I wanted to get some of the setup, you know.
Yeah. And Lee, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Lee, what will happen at 4 o'clock today when the you know voting ends? What happens?
Well, at 4 o'clock, sir, if there are people still in line, anybody that has gotten into the line prior to the 4 o'clock deadline will be allowed to finish casting their ballots. At that point, we will on videotape undo the ballot box, count the ballots. Well, first we'll make sure there aren't any ballots that have been spoiled, i.e., that someone voted for more than three candidates, that type of thing. Now, then we'll undo the ballot box and go through, make sure that all of the ballots are voted appropriately for only three candidates. And then we'll start hand counting them. One person will call out while another person observes, while another person marks with another person in back of them observing. And we'll go through the entire process until every ballot is counted. We have a verification and reconciliation form to make sure that how many ballots were used, how many were spoiled, how many, if we had to get more ballots later on, were added on. And it's in a complete accounting, cross-verified accounting system to make sure that all the numbers add up. After that's done, then we'll count the ballots, we'll do the tally sheets, and post our winners. Yay, it's an election.
That's fabulous, Lee. And there's an addendum to that, too, that's going to – the announcement of the winners will be a week from today, actually. Or it's actually a week from tomorrow, the 18th.
Right,
we got a break coming up here.
We will be reporting at each polling site what the tallies are on the spot.
Today's tally will be reported to each site, definitely.
Yes, sir.
We have a break coming up, and we're going to have Jerry from Wisconsin on the line when we come back. Thanks so much, ladies.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Common Sense Revisited Radio Hour. My name is Todd McGreevy, filling in for Clyde Cleveland, and we're talking about the National Election Day on Double 10, October 10th, for the Continental Congress. And we have Jerry from Wisconsin on the line, an election center coordinator. Jerry, are you with us? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in, Jerry. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing good, and you're up in Adams, is that right?
That's correct. Adams County, Wisconsin, in the city of Adams.
Excellent. And how are things proceeding today for you?
Very well. Overall, I think we've had a real good turnout compared to what we were expecting.
Excellent. What does that mean? I mean, you've had 100 people show up, 5, 20?
Well, we've had 13 people come in and vote, and we were kind of expecting maybe 4 or 5. So, yeah, that's a great turnout for us.
That's really good to hear, though. I mean, it really shows that it's incremental efforts. You know, we everybody has this expectation from the top down things will happen, and we're so used to that. And it goes back to kind of some of the other strategies I've learned in the last few years about, you know, you take your county sovereignty, for instance. If you exercise your indigenous power on your local level, that's what you're doing. And if every county like Adams County stepped up like you did, you know, there would be a big imprint, a mass movement in America. And we got to start and lead by example. And that's what you're doing up in Adams County. Really appreciate that. You have, it looks like, 6 candidates on your ballot there.
That is
Brent,
correct.
Do you want to read them off?
Yes, I've got Brent Arnold, Charles Bartlett, Richard Church, Rudy Eckhart, Michael Stodacker, and Todd Welch.
That's excellent. There's 2 voting centers in Wisconsin. There's one at the Adams Community Center on Cedar Street in Adams City, Adams County. And then there's one at Olympia Resort on Royal Mile Road. And I cannot pronounce that name. It's Oconomowoc in Waukesha County. So there's 2 voting centers in Wisconsin. Those are 2 of the 89 voting centers across America in 19 states. This is a, you know, truly, you know, pioneering move, if you will, in the battle to restore the republic that starts with the transparency of electing citizen delegates that are going to actually do the will of the people at a Continental Congress for 2 weeks in November, November 8th through the 22nd. That's when the Continental Congress will convene. The 3 delegates from each state that are elected will represent the citizens of that state. When the Congress convenes, it will be broadcast on the Internet worldwide, and we're hopeful we can get C-SPAN involved as well. And people will be able to go to their state pages and check in every day with video updates, blog updates of what are the proceedings, what is happening on behalf of the citizens of Wisconsin, if you will, what is happening on behalf of the citizens of Texas and all of them that are participating. That is at givemeliberty.org. And you can click on your state and drill down on your state right now if you want to see the delegates, the nominees who are who've stepped up and volunteered. A few more details about the Continental Congress before this show is over is that the model that we're pursuing is we're raising funds to pay for the room and board of all of the delegates at this facility, Pheasant Run in St. Charles, Illinois. You know, there's a hotel room each night and 3 meals a day that need to be paid for. And the facility is really bending over backwards to be accommodating, helpful. Looks like we're getting towards the end of the show. Really appreciate everybody who called in. This is an historic day, October 10th. Go to givemeliberty.org to look for updates on the election results. And please donate to the Continental Congress if you can. Every little bit counts. Look for updates there. And we do appreciate you tuning in to the Common Sense Revisited Radio Hour. And
with recent international flight